I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional mega church.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Well, just like Jesus will return with a mighty trumpet as the sky rips open and the believers shoot up into heaven, our guest today returns from the Safer Shores Ministry. It's Kit Raines. Welcome to the program. And how are you doing, Kit? How's your day?
Hi, guys. I am thrilled to be back. I mean, it has felt like an age since we have chatted.
It really has.
And how much the world has changed.
Oh, I know. The evil one's at work, babe. The evil one is at work.
Full time. Never taking a day off.
That's right. He's very, very wily, and he's very busy in the Democratic Party and all this anti-capitalist nightmare stuff you hear about now, Dave, from pop psychology on the socials.
That is right. I wanted to ask you, Kit, how are things going with Safe Shores? Because the last time we talked to you, you were doing the Lord's work of bringing people out of what we would, you know, call the hellscape of Michigan and helping them find a safer place here in Indiana. What is going on with your ministry and helping people just get out of those sinful places that they find themselves
in? The political refugees coming from the blue states.
That's right. And, you know, I wish I could say that things have gotten better since we last spoke, but things have just gotten more dire.
Oh, no.
You know, when I was last speaking with you, I thought we were at the apex of insanity, sadness, and just what the heck is happening in the state of Michigan. And where we are now, it is even more imperative that my mission is in full swing. We have expanded to other states.
Oh, really?
Because just like evil, it is rippling through the Midwest, right? Because states like Wisconsin look at what Michigan was able to do, and they're like, hey, why don't we flip our Supreme Court?
Yeah.
And so we got to say, hey, let's get these people to safe refuge. Let's get these people in my Sprinter vans in the middle of the night and shuttle them to a safe space where they can be themselves and worship and, I don't know, identify as one sex as God intended.
That's right.
I think that's so right. You know, I need to get your number on speed dial, Kit, because honestly, I needed some help recently. I'm not sure if I've mentioned it before, but my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I, we had to travel to Providence, Rhode Island for some business that he had.
Oh, my condolences.
I know. And we didn't realize it was something called Gay Times or something, or Gay Week or something, or what do they call
Pride it? Pride Month?
Pride, yes, that's exactly it, Hallie.
Well, they have a shorthand. You just say P-Town to most people.
Is that right?
Well, oh, that's right. And it's not a month. It's not a month in P-Town. It is 12 months a year, 365, 24/7.
And we saw a lot of peas while we were there. I mean, they were everywhere, and then nobody was wearing anything. And it was really concerning, Hallie, because as we were going down the street, and we were just trying to get some taffy at a really fun little taffy place.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Saltwater taffy.
Oh, it's so good.
And we were absolutely surrounded.
Now, can I ask you, could you see it in the window?
Being pulled by the machine?
Could you see it in the window? Yeah.
It's so cool.
Now, that's going to draw me in, because this, I'm not even like, what's in my top 30 favorite sweets? Not even in my top 30. Mm-hmm. But I see that machine pushing and pulling, and I'm like, there's something in me that's like, I got to put that in my mouth.
Right.
Something a bit disturbing about it, but it's also attractive, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
The same. That's how it works. It's the same with an elephant ear. It's not like you're, you know, racing to put an elephant in your ear in your mouth 7 days out of the week. But boy, when you smell them,
that's right.
Well, it's a different story. Same thing with those tasty nuts you can get on the street.
Well, Tasty Nuts were all about us because, Hallie, what happened was we went right into this taffy shop, and I guess a parade or something came by, and we ended up finding ourselves pinned down in the shop because they were just everywhere dancing, and I didn't, you know,
pinned.
I mean, it was as if, you know, I would be way more comfortable if I was in a bank shootout, Holly, honestly. a bank shootout, Hallie, because really we just, there was one way in and one way out and we couldn't get out there. And I thought, you know who I need to be calling right now would be someone like a Kit at Safe Ashores, because I'm sure you would have a method to extract us out of the saltwater taffy shop while that,
absolutely.
That the gay fellows were holding us hostage.
That's right. And the people that I have recruited, and thanks to you all for sort of promoting my ministry, because I had so many people show up and say, Kit, how can we help? You know, you would not believe how many people have relatives in Michigan.
Oh, no.
That they felt ashamed to admit,
oh,
right?
Sure.
They didn't want to tell anybody they were related to people in Michigan. And then they heard our conversation and they said, you know what? I see myself in Kit, and maybe I can add to this ministry. So we have a fleet of operators standing by. And Gray, if let's say you had called our 800 number, you would have gotten a trained operator who would have been able to immediately identify that you were in a taffy shop in P-Town being pinned while there was sort of frivolity in dancing for some sort of pride event. I mean, first of all, we're trained just to be, we have to listen to the atmosphere around the caller so that we can say, you know, when people are in danger, a lot of times when they're calling in a crisis, they can't say, I'm pinned against, you know, the taffy pull machine, because that makes you more vulnerable to your aggressors.
Oh, yep. Right.
People
I'm sure
hear
if I had
you
said
on
that,
the
they
phone.
They would have danced harder on me or something.
Yeah. Oh, they would have danced your phone out of your hand. They probably would have gyrated at you or toward you.
No.
They probably would have started videotaping you.
Oh, that.
So that they have evidence of like your quote unquote participation in that event. And so we and our team, we can say like, and then we go into crisis mode, right? Where we're like, we are there. We have a Sprinter van within a 5 minute walk within the hour. That's our goal.
A 5 minute walk from where you are within the hour that you've called.
That's right.
I mean, that is excellent.
That's awesome.
Well, it's a lot of math on our end, but yes.
I mean, that is a guarantee that you should put, I think, on the card or something.
Yeah, make a poster.
A five-minute
We did. We did. And then people had a lot of follow-up questions, and we were like, this is too complicated. So we just sweetened it to like, We'll get you out.
Okay.
But yeah, but what you would have been guaranteed in that moment, Gray, is that we would have had a Sprinter van within a 5-minute walk for you.
Within the hour.
Within the hour that you had first called our crisis hotline.
Oh, okay. Within the hour that I first called. Okay, that's good. Because I probably would have called back several times. Does it, now, if I call back several times, does it reset the hour?
Well, it depends. Is there a new set of circumstances going on? Because maybe you've changed location. Maybe you've been taken to a set. Let's say you're at the taffy shop. You're being gyrated against. That quote unquote music is blaring, right? And so you, in order to survive, start to pretend to assimilate, which is the equivalent of like what I imagine I would do in a massive shooting. I would play dead.
Oh,
I would
right.
be like, I'm already dead. Yep, yep. Don't come over and shoot me, right? Mm-hmm. I'm laying dead. So you start gyrating. Mm-hmm. You start participating in this hedonistic display. And these people dance you onto a float, which then takes you to a second location okay. in P-Town. So now you're calling again, and we have to reassess.
And then you're resetting the clock, and you're saying, okay,
that's
you just bought us more. We bought you more time by calling again.
That Well, right, because we have to reset the Sprinter van.
Now, I actually did that, Hallie.
Is that right?
I did was instead, well, I did assimilate, but I started working at the taffy shop, and I got a part-time job.
I mean, awesome.
I never thought of joining those, you know, those lads or whatever they wanted to be called.
You know what? That's because you have a servant's heart. So you were in that moment and you were like, how can I serve?
Right.
I'm going to serve. And I'm sure you were like, I'm going to serve the poor Midwestern family that thought they can come to this coastal town for a lovely little family getaway.
Isn't it awful?
And all of a sudden they're seeing, you know, God knows what.
I know. And it was just so sick, to be honest, because they were like, we're the taffy lads. We're the taffy lads. And they were jumping around, you know, and doing their whole dance. And I was like, okay, but I work here now. So
you're an authority.
I was trying to say, we're closing in 5 minutes. No more of the taffy lad stuff. And, you know,
and
they were
like, it's
stuff,
1:10 p.m. Why are you closing?
Exactly. And then, you know, they were definitely pulling taffy, and I don't want to say what kind, but I do appreciate that you could get there within 5 minutes, within 1 hour. This is really great.
Right. Say too that part of our training does include like one of the questions on our checklist, like when we're receiving a call, one of them is, can you hear the taffy lads?
Oh, is that more of a problem? Is that more of a universal problem? Are they kind of doing this
she's
sort of thing
heard this
everywhere?
Before,
no. Oh, really?
No, it's only happened once, but we don't care because it, in the specific is universal, right?
I see.
So we have to pretend or assume that you're not going to be the only one to wander into this circumstance.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Well, that is good to know. And I will have that card handy next time, I assure you. And then what do you do once you find someone, once you extract someone within 5 minutes, in 1 hour, to a safe location? What are the steps now that you're taking that the ministry's expanded?
Well, now that we have expanded, we have what we now call safe states.
Oh.
So initially, we were focused on the hedonistic pit that was Michigan, right?
Good.
And getting those people safely across the border to communities like ours, right? We brought in so many refugees in the last couple of years. So many people that we had to say, you know, welcome to Indiana. Here is our language. Here's our clothing. Here's our, and our community, Broad Ripple, we've just shown up, right? Yeah. But now, because the need is spreading and because, frankly, this evil is taking over. Does that sound hyperbolic?
No.
I mean, it feels like it is. But, you know, so we now have safe states. So let's game this out. Let's say you called, I heard the Taffy Boys. We go into action. We send the Sprinter van. We take you in that van and we shuttle you. And I want to say, because we're on the coast there, what we're going to shuttle you to is right on down to Florida.
Oh, okay.
Where you will be deprogrammed.
Oh,
because
great.
There's no safer place in the United States right now.
Wow. Yeah.
than Florida.
I love
right?
that.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Because we have a set of expectations. The government there is laying out, frankly, like, I know how I'm going to be treated. I know how people are thinking down there. So what we want for you is an immediate release of panic. So you're there. You're arriving at the port, right? At some safe haven airport that we've flagged. You are immediately invited to return to all of the things that you know and love without question, because you're surrounded by your people.
I love that. So you're basically taking, I mean, they are, it's, I want to call them sanctuary states or sanctuary cities.
Oh my God.
Because that's because a great, the church sanctuary is there.
That's a great phrase for that.
I love that.
We might say, we might steal that
I
and
love
use it
that.
For the
Do
website.
It.
But then you're probably not going to stay in Florida.
Right.
So this is what happens, right? We bring you to this place. You have a moment of respite, reset. You're able to reorganize your brain. You're able to reconnect with God.
Awesome.
And then we decide what would be the best community for you.
Oh.
Maybe it is our community in Indiana. Maybe it's one of our sister churches that have now opened their doors
yep.
to the people that are trying to flee en masse from places like Wisconsin and Chicago.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Wow. I mean, it's powerful. And honestly, Kit, I'm thinking as I'm listening to your talk that, like, well, speaking of that poor lost state, Michigan, I've read some trivia here and there about how in Michigan, you're never further than 1 mile from a fresh body of water type of thing. That's just kind of the natural geography there, or whatever you want to call it. Well, I wonder if with Safer Shores Sprinter Van, some of the potential for the Safer Shores could be that you could provide a service in the same way. In Michigan, you're never more than a mile from a fresh body of water. What you could say is, in the United States, good and upright Christian men are never more than 5 minutes or an hour from a Safer Shores Sprinter Van. So because men are under siege left and right, because you know what's just sprinkled everywhere in this country? Women.
What's that?
Women. They're everywhere. They're like 51%
yeah.
of the population. And the problem with...
Lousy. Yeah, we're lousy with
lousy
them.
With them. And the problem with having all these gals existing almost everywhere is that, well, you turn them around, and it's problematic any way you turn them. In the front, they got these mammary, big old jammy jobbers going to make men stumble in the flesh. You turn a gal around, in the back, she's got this big, round, inviting dumper that's just distracting to men, taking their eyes off of him. And what's important, you could offer a service. If a man sees a gal walking down the street, and let's say he's not impressed with the front, but boy, is he going to check out the back when she passes by. What you could do is say, before you do, call Safer Shores. We'll get you out of there.
Ooh,
in
we'll
one
sprint
hour, in 5 minutes.
You.
Yeah,
in
right.
5 minutes
in 5 minutes
an hour.
Plus an hour.
You might have to walk for a 5 minute walk.
Oh, I
within
see.
Within the 1 hour that you called.
So it's
right?
a 5 minute
we
walk. So
from where you called,
okay.
right? Because sometimes we can't bring a sprinter van. Let's say you call from like a party cruise.
Oh.
And
oh.
things have gone wrong. We can't drive a sprinter van onto the water.
Good point.
To yet. I mean, we have the Lord on our side, but
well, he does walk on water,
much.
So we'll see.
Right?
He might be able to drive on.
I mean, we'll see what we can do there. I'll make a call.
And scene. If you want the rest of this episode and lots more bonus content ad-free, the best way is to join our Patreon or Apple Premium. You'll get perks like behind-the-scenes pods, voicemails from Gray and Hallie, and you'll join a community. These bonus episodes that we make for you, we will be bringing you things like Day Labonte hijacking the feed with his insights and interviews, or our favorite return guests, and we'll even share live shows with you and more. And I know you hear this stuff all the time, like, hey, for the price of a cup of coffee, you could really make a huge difference for us in our ability to keep bringing you laughs, but it's really true. And hey, it's me, Holly. I'm personally asking you to support the arts and bolster the thing that you love that brings you joy. If we had 1% of our listeners support us, it would be an absolute dream come true. So give it a try and become a supporter on Patreon or Apple Premium or Supporting Cast. Any which way you want to do it, all the links are in the show notes. And thanks for considering it. And thanks again for listening to Mega. Kit Raines was played by none other than my favorite human being on the entire planet. Oh, I love her so much. Kate James. Thanks for coming back on the program, my friend. You can follow her at Kate C. James. I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.